I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A total of 6,623 people were evacuated from Ukrainian cities through humanitarian corridors on Saturday, according to a senior official. That's considerably fewer than managed to escape the previous day. The deputy head of the Ukrainian president's office said in an online post that 4,128 people had left the besieged city of Mariupol. On Friday, he said 9,145 people had managed to leave cities across the country during the day. Britain's prime minister has said that if Russia were to be victorious in Ukraine, it would herald a new age of intimidation for the world. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at the Conservative Party conference in Blackpool, Prime Minister Boris Johnson called Russia's invasion of Ukraine a turning point for the world. The British leader argued that Russian President Vladimir Putin did not invade Ukraine because he didn't want them to join NATO, but rather because he was frightened of having a democratic country at its doorstep.
He was frightened of Ukraine because in Ukraine they have a free press. And in Ukraine, they have free elections.
However, the British leader came under fire from opponents for likening Ukrainians fighting to defend their country to Britons voting to leave the European Union.
When the British people voted for Brexit in such large numbers, I don't believe it was because they were remotely hostile to foreigners. It's because they wanted to be free.
Ed Davey, leader of the opposition Liberal Democrats Party, called Johnson a national embarrassment for the comments. Karen Chamas, London.
A Ukrainian police officer in Mariupol has warned that the besieged port city has been wiped off the face of the earth. In a video, he has pleaded with the presidents of the U.S. and France to provide his country